If you have your Bible, turn back to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter number 9. Nehemiah chapter number 9, verse number 1. He said, "Now on the 20th and 4th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, with sackcloth and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord, their God, 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. Then stood up upon the altars the Levites, Jeshua and Benaiah and Kadmiel and Shebana, Sherebiah, Bana, and Chuknaiah, and cried with a loud voice unto the Lord their God. Then the Levites, these same people, Joshua and Kabbalah and Bana and Hashbana and Shebana and Hadijah, Sabana and Palathia, said, 'Stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever, and blessed be thy glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heavens of heavens, with all their hosts, and the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worship thee. Thou art the Lord, the God, who didst choose Abram and broughtest him forth out of the Ur of the Chaldees and gavest him the name of Abraham and foundest his heart faithful before thee and madest a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Jebusites and the Girgashites to give it, I say, to his seed and hast performed thy works. For thou art righteous, and did see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heardest their cry by the Red Sea, and showed us signs and wonders upon Pharaoh, and on all his servants, and on all the people of his land. For thou knewest that they dwelt proudly against them. So didst thou get thee a name as it is this day. And thou didst divide the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land. And their persecutors thou threw into the depths as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover, thou ledest them in the land in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai and spake with them from heaven and gavest them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath and commandest them precepts and statutes and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant, and gavest them bread from heaven for their hunger, and broughtest forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promisest them that they should go in to possess the land which thou hast sworn to give them." We preached on this a little bit last Sunday night, kind of touched on it, and we was preaching on going on in revival, and we've had some revival and stirrings in our heart, and boy, they've been a blessing. We've seen how God was moving, and He's been in. We had the meetings in the valley, and to meet them over on the hill, and God just met in those in a wonderful time and a wonderful place, and we thank Him for it. I thank God for a spirit of revival down in our souls that helped us. Amen. Glad that we could get in and be partakers in that. It was a great and a grand opportunity that God give us. But we can't stop there. We can't quit there. We got to press on and go in revival, praise God, in a spirit of revival unto the Lord, praise God, stirring in our soul because what God's done and the help that we have. We see here in this, as Nehemiah's writing here, he's writing to the people, and as the people gather together under the Word of God, it begins to be manifest to them. They begin to see it, praise God. They begin to appreciate it. And they begin to step up. They begin, their walk begins to be different. As we talked about Sunday night, the Word begins to affect them. And they begin to be affected by the Word of truth. They begin to be witnesses with their lips to go forth in the highways and the hedges. And they begin to compel people to get in. They begin to get in. And they begin to praise God and give Him glory like He so rightfully deserves. And they begin to magnify the God of heaven. What did they do, Pastor? They begin to worship God in spirit and truth. They begin to lift Him up and they begin to praise Him. After they've confessed their sins, I thought it's pretty amazing they confessed their sins and the sins of the iniquities, the sinfulness of their fathers. They look back on their life, praise God, and they said there was some things in my childhood, in my life, that wasn't right. And they even confessed the sins of their fathers. And Lord, I know that them wasn't right, and I want to do better. I want to do good. Praise God, that'll bring honor and glory to Your name. I don't want to do those same old things. Praise God, if we're going to go on in a spirit of revival, we're going to have to quit doing the same old dead things. We're going to have to get excited down in our own souls. We can't wait for somebody else to get in. It's time for us to get in. That's what they were saying. They took the time. Hey, they stood for 6 hours, praise God, and listened to the man of God read the Word of God. And then they spent another 6 hours just confessing their sins and praying and worshiping God. Amen. So we see this play out. Amen. Going on in revival. But this morning I want to preach just a few minutes, if God will help me, on listening made the difference. The thought on listening made the difference. I pray God, they pulled up there and they began to think about the things of God. They began to hear that precious Word of God. When I was looking at this, I thought it was a glorious thing. Now, it made I'm like Brother Billy, I can't pronounce all these names. I'm glad God Almighty don't need us to pronounce them just so we know them. It's part of the Word of God. You don't ever want to skip over it. Amen. Because every one of those names has significance. Amen. But it says, but we know here that it's the Levites. Verse number 5, it said, then the Levites, and names these people, they step up. What do they do? And now you might think of the Levites, is they're the leaders of the worship. They're the leaders of the choir. And the Levites step up, praise God, and they begin to get a song together. And they begin to praise together. And they begin to get rejoicing together. They see the hearts of the people. And they start getting excited about what's happening in the congregation of God. I don't know about you, but when I see something happening in the congregation of God, I get excited about it. Amen. Amen. Have you lost your excitement? Hey, huh? Have you lost your excitement? Do you still get excited over the congregation of God, over the singing and the praising and the worshiping God, over the Word of God? Does it still touch your heart like it used to? Amen. So these Levites get up and they begin to encourage the people. Amen. They said, let's just stand up and just praise God. So let's just stand up. I preached a message, I think, back in 2020 on just stand up and go with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time just to stand up and go with God. Amen. What are we waiting for? It's time to get in. I know everybody's so busy. We got good. Hey, we're going in 14 different directions at a time. Daniel said in the last days that we'd be running to and fro just like we are now, not knowing what we're doing, trying to find knowledge and finding it not. But I'm telling you, I'm going to say this morning on the Word of God that the knowledge of God Almighty is the most important thing that we can have. Amen. Put aside the foolishness of this world and seek God with all our hearts. These Levites begin to pray to magnify and praise God. They encourage them to stand up. They encourage them to sing and praise God, rejoice. People tell me, well, preacher, I can't sing. Well, welcome back. I can't either. Amen. But he says, make a joyful noise to the Lord. You say, well, preacher, what you sing ain't joyful. Hey, praise God, it is by the time it gets cleaned up and gets to Jesus. Amen. I do it from my heart. I know I ain't good at it, but praise God, I'm glad God Almighty don't want me to be good at it. He didn't say to praise Him with a perfect tone. He said just praise Him and rejoice. Glory be to God because He is so wonderful. Amen. So they begin to praise God. Praise the Lord. Now verse number 6, he said, because He's the God of creation. Hey, man, God is God of creation. Because God created everything. We ought to praise Him for that. Everything we see, everything we have, praise God, is because of Him. All things are made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Amen. Colossians said that by Him, Lord Jesus Christ, all things consist. Everything He made. Now listen, everything He made, He holds together. Hey, man, that's the God we serve. He said, we can lift up our voice. We can praise because we know who He is. Because He's that God of creation. Praise God. Amen. He's that God. Praise God. He's that not only that God, but verse number 7-8 said He's that God of covenant. He made a covenant. You realize a covenant of God is an eternal promise that God makes? Amen. We may break our word. We may break covenant. But God Almighty doesn't. Amen. Verse number 7 says, Thou art the Lord thy God, the Lord the God, who didst choose Abraham and brought him from out of the your Chaldees and gave him a name of Abraham. Amen. When God brings you out, He said, He changes you. You can't, Brother Bill, you say, if there ain't a change when God saves you, there's not a change. You didn't get the same thing I got. Amen. If I do things that's displeasing to God, that's contrary to this word, I get conviction down in my heart. Amen. I have an attitude. I want to worship God. I want to praise God. I want to be in His house when every opportunity I get. Now, I'm not as righteous as most of you. I need more help than probably you do. Amen. You say, that's right. You know, if you was just as good as me, preacher. Amen. I wish I was. But I need all the help I can get. I need to pull up to the table every time the food's been passed out, praise God, till I can get my share. Amen. And if you don't want your share, that's okay, praise God. I'll get it. I'll try to get that too. You say, well, you're selfish. No, praise God. I just need all the help I can get. I need strength from the Lord. But he goes on, he says this, And thou foundest his heart faithful before thee, and madest a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed, and hast performed thy words, for thou art righteous. Amen. He said, God made a covenant with them, praise God. And God made a covenant with Abraham. God made a covenant with His church. God's made a covenant with me and you. And He'll keep His covenant. Amen. He won't break it, praise God. So if we'll just listen, praise God, we can pay attention to what God's trying to tell us. Israel was in a mess. They'd done been isolated and decimated. But praise God, Nehemiah got over and his heart was broken. Nehemiah chapter number 1. In front of the king, which could have been instant death, because he was the cupbearer. And if we could, and the king could have looked at him and seen that they was something that was bothering him, he might have taken that they was some ill aspect in Nehemiah's life, and he could have been snuffed out. But the king saw the righteous life that Nehemiah lived, and he said, Son, there's something bothering you. What's bothering you so much? He said, Listen, the walls are torn down, the gates are torn down, my people are scattered, and my heart is broken. Amen. So you know the story. God made it available for him. Go back, and they begin to build. Amen. They begin to build. They begin to look. They begin to see what God was doing. And then God began to give them redemption. God began to bring them back. God began to do those things for them. Praise God. The afflictions and the things that they had endured. God said, hey, listen, this is only for a moment. This is only for a time. It's this right now in which we live. He said, one day very soon, it's going to all get better. Hey, listen to that. What we have here, what we see here, amen. Hey, it's for a time and a season. It's for right now. But praise God, he said, look on ahead. Don't get bogged down into here and now. Look unto the future, because the future is light. The future is bright. Amen. It's not dismal. It's not dark. It's real. It's true. Praise God, and it's the magnificence of a God that loves us. Amen. He said, we just need to keep looking ahead, because our redemption draweth nigh. Amen. So he said, he said, did you see, verse number 9, he said, did you see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt? And he said, then didst see, and heard us their cry by the Red Sea. He said, he showed us signs and wonders. Amen. All the people of his land. Praise God, listen, he said, for that thou knewest that they dwelt proudly against them, so didst thou get thee a name as it is this day. Thou didst divide the sea. He's talking about the name of God. He said, what God was doing. He said, he touched old Pharaoh's hard heart. Praise God, gave him a heart to turn the people, God, let God's people go. And they go out into the wilderness, go out into to worship God Almighty. and said, God went before me, divided the sea. He said, He went across on dry land. He said, the persecutors were cast in the deeps and the waters, the mighty waters. He said, He led them by day with a cloudy pillar and night by a pillar of fire to give them light in the day, in the way wherein they should go. That same God. You say, man, God was God. Boy, He was magnificent. Look what He did for the people, for His people, the ones that He chose. I want to say the same God is God yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. He's my God and your God today. Praise God. He's still doing the same thing that He's always done. Amen. He's leading these pillar. Leading these people by a pillar of cloud. Leading the people by a pillar of fire. Praise God. That gives them light. That helps them to see. Praise God. We've got a marvelous light today in Christ Jesus. A light that outshines them all. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we're better off than they are. Praise God. He said because He offered us redemption. Our redemption is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The same God that redeemed them from all these circumstances is the same God that redeemed us from all these circumstances. Amen. But we've got a permanent redemption in Christ Jesus. It's not just something that's a flippant, that's just passing by, praise God. It's a redemption that lasts forever, praise God, in the presence of the Lord. God did that, praise God. Why? Because He does that to His long-suffering with His people. His long-suffering with His people, with me and you, praise God. He's there with us. He's there for us. He's there to meet our needs. Hello? Now, I say this all the time. God is there to meet your needs. He's there to take care of you. Amen? If we'll just trust Him. It's way beyond letting Him. It's trusting Him to take care of you. To meet your need, praise God. To offer you that blessed hope and promise of eternity one day in a little while. Amen? Praise God. It's as clear as the nose on your face. He will meet those needs. Look at verse number 19. He said, yet though in thy manifold mercies forsakest them not in the wilderness, the pillar of cloud departing not from them by day and to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way wherein they should go. Amen. So God needed, He said He never did leave them. Amen. If there's any leaving that's taking place, it's me and you going away from Him. God will not leave you nor forsake. If He did, then He would be a liar, and God is mutable. He cannot lie. Amen. Amen. Let me say this again. Brother Kevin, God cannot lie. And He promised He would be with us forever. Amen. Amen. Just like He was then. He said, thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them. The same way He does us today. Amen. The same thing. God gives us His Spirit, but now it's an abiding Spirit that lives in us. Amen. Praise God. God touches your heart. He changes the way you are. He abides in you, and He shows you the way. Now, we know the way is Jesus because He tells us that. Amen. He said, and withheld us not thy manna from their mouth, and gave us them water for their thirst. Yea, 40 years did thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lack nothing, their clothes wax not old, and their feet swell not. I say glory to God. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice, praise God, to be a child of God in the wilderness? You say, preacher, out there in the wilderness, amen, they didn't have nothing. I'm going to tell you, out there in the wilderness, listen to me, they had God Almighty. They lacked for nothing. They never got weary. Their clothes never wore out, and their feet never swelled. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, sometimes by the end of the day, your feet are hurting, they're aching. Amen. You're dirty and nasty. Amen. But God Almighty said He preserved His people, praise God, those that He had called to Himself, that He preserved. He said they didn't want for, they didn't lack for nothing. Praise God, their clothes never wore out, and their feet never swelled. They ought to have been the shoutingest people in the on earth because what God had done for them. Amen. Praise God. God was preserving them. Amen. He said, moreover, verse 22, thou gavest them kingdoms and nations and didst divide them into corners. So they possessed the land of Shihon and the land of the king of Heshbon and the land of Og, king of Bashan. Amen. And so we see these things begin to play out. These people begin to take their place where God would have them to be. And we see God manifesting himself in their life. Amen. And even though these people did not keep his commandments. Hello? You know God still loves you when you're rebellious. Hello? Ain't you glad he does? Amen. Amen. But if he hadn't, he'd have kicked us off into eternity a long time ago. Lost without him, praise God. But he loves us, and he's praise God, his mercy abideth forever. Amen. But he loves us even in our rebellion. Amen. You see that in verse 16. Listen to what he says. But they and their fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandments. You know what it means to harden your neck? That means to be stiff. They call it in old days, they call it stiff-necked. Amen. That means you get to the place, you get your eyes fixed straight ahead, and the Word of God and the God of the Word can't turn your head. Amen. God can't get you to look and think of, praise God, on the prospects of His reality. And we get caught up in our own. Amen. So that's what he was saying. He's even when they were rebellious, even when they didn't want to listen, that God was still God. Praise the Lord. He said, they refused to obey, verse 17, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them. I mean, he said, if they had just stopped and think about what God had already done. Well, look what they did. But hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. Think about it. In their rebellion, in their stiff-neckedness, praise God, they wouldn't look unto God, the author and finisher of our faith. Praise God, they just kept looking to themselves, and they said, you know what? We'll just make us some man to lead us, some man to take us back into bondage. I don't know about you, that don't even make no sense. But if we ain't very careful, we get caught up in the same thing. History tends to repeat itself. Amen? Over and over again. Praise God. If we're living, but if we're living inside the Word of God manifests itself to us and it brings us out of that. Listen to what they said. But thou art God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and forsaketh them not. Amen. He should have just said, okay, you're just on your own. Said, yea, when they had made them a molten calf, you mean that done took to himself another God who's no God at all, amen, and said, this is thy God that brought thee up out of Egypt and hath wrought great provocations, amen. Yet thou in thy manifold mercy forsook them not in the wilderness. So God didn't even forsake them when they made them other gods. But God Almighty was the God of truth. We know He's God because He didn't forsake them when they were ungodly, when they were rebellious against God, when they were going their own way. Amen. The Bible says that there's a way that seemeth right. Amen. Praise God. There's a way that seems right, but it's not right because it's contrary to the things of God. So they got caught up in rebellion because they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen to what God had to tell them. Amen. What's happening in the world today, the reason we're in such a mess is because we won't listen to God. We go about our own pernicious way and say, well, I know God says this, but no, God says it, and that's all they say about it. God says it, and He means it. He wouldn't say it. He doesn't say it just to be saying. But listen to what He says in verse 26. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against thee and cast thy law behind their backs. Amen. They said, we're not going to listen to that. They turned their back on the law, turned their back on the Word of God. Wonder how many people, how many of our family members, how many people that we know are turning their back on God. They say, well, I know what God says, but. Know what God says, that's it. There ain't no but about it. Amen, praise God. Sheep just accept it, praise God, as the Word of God. Goats, but. Amen. He said, and they slew thy prophets which testified against them, to turn them to thee, that they wrought great provocation. So now not only did they turn their back on the Word of God, but he said the men of God that were trying to witness the Word of God to them, he said they took them and killed them. Amen. They persecuted, they prosecuted, they put them to death. They just don't want to hear. Look at the world we live in today. There's a whole lot of people just don't want to hear the Word of God. They don't want to hear nothing God's got to say, but God, the God of the Word, praise God, still has something to say. Amen. He's still trying to manifest Himself to people, but they just won't listen. Listen to what he goes on and says. He said, and according to thy manifold mercies, thou gavest them saviors or deliverers, amen, who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. Now, I don't know about you. Did they deserve that? No, they didn't deserve that. Me and you didn't deserve somebody to come and die for our sins, praise God, according to the Scriptures, and be buried in a borrowed tomb, and stay there for 3 days, and rise up from the dead. We didn't deserve that. But Jesus Christ loved us enough that from the foundation of the world, He made us a promise. He made the Father a promise. He had a covenant with the Father. He said, whenever it's needed, I'll go. Amen. He come to where we was. Right? Got to minister to our heart. So we see this song playing out as they're singing. Amen. And the song ends with the people entering in to a covenant with God Almighty. Entering into a covenant. Look at verse 31. Amen. Shows His grace and His mercy of God. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst not utterly consume them, nor forsake them. That's mercy of God. God doesn't just consume them, just to wipe us out. God doesn't forsake you because His mercy is new every day. Ain't you glad it is? Amen. Even if you messed up yesterday, I said, even if you messed up yesterday, even if you messed up this morning, God's mercy is still new, praise God. His forgiveness is still there. His help is still there to be had. Praise His holy name. For thou art the gracious and merciful God. Amen. Gracious and mercy. His grace and His mercy, praise God, is bestowed upon us. The people said, listen, the trouble is not with God, the trouble's with us. Amen. If there's any problem, it's not God, it's us. The trouble's with us. That's what they said. Look at verse 34. Amen. 32. He said, now therefore, our God, the great and mighty and terrible God, who keepeth covenant and mercy, let not all the trouble seem little before thee, and hath come upon us for our kings and on our princes, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and all thy people, since the time of the kings of Assyria unto this day. He said, listen, said this, hey, this isn't God's fault, Lord. God, this isn't your fault, it's our fault. The reason things are today the way they are, it's because of us. Amen. He said, howbeit thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly. He said, we're sinners. You know that's all God ever wants us to say. He just wants us to admit. He wants you to admit, me to admit, that we're just sinners. We mess up. We do things contrary to the Word of God. And we do it in a regular fashion, by the way. Amen. He just wants us to admit it. They said, listen, the fault is not with you, God. The fault's with us. The fault is with us. We're the ones that missed the mark. We're the ones that missed the target. Amen. He said, neither have our kings, verse 34, our priests, our princes, our priests, or our fathers kept thy law, nor hearkened thy commandments and thy testimonies, wherewith thou didst testify against them. He said, we didn't do what you said because we weren't listening. Amen. We weren't listening. He said, listening made the difference. When they stood up, when they listened, praise God, God began to make a difference in their lives. They begin to listen to God. Are you listening to God today? Are you listening to hear from Him? Amen. So that He can begin to correct you and take you in the way that you should be. He said it brought us into a place of oppression. Hello? Now, I want you to think about this. The world that we live in today is oppressive, but it wants to be more oppressive. The world that we live in wants to take our rights away and establish a dictatorship over us. Amen? I'm just telling you the truth today. That's what they want to do. Because that's the way it's set up. That's what they want. Amen. An oppressive society. But God, that's not God. It never has been. Amen. God designed it to be a theocracy. God alone is ruler. Amen. That God, theos, that means God. Amen. That God alone is ruler. We don't need nobody else. Amen. We just need to get back to God. We just need to start listening to God. We just start to be designing our hearts and our lives and our manner of living, praise God, according to what God says. Theocracy. That's what God designed. That's who God is. It started back in 1 Samuel chapter 8, remember? The people rose up and they seen that Samuel was getting old and they said, hey, listen, we want a king. Remember the story? Said, we want a king. They said, no. He said, Samuel, tell them they don't want no king. They don't want no king. They don't need no king. He said, I'm the king. I'm the king of glory, praise God. I have it all. They don't need nothing else. But the people said, no. Said, we want a king. Amen. Let me just read that to you so I don't mess it up. 1 Samuel chapter number 8. 1 Samuel chapter number 8. They've asked him for a king. And then the Word of God says in verse number 11, he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He said, Samuel, you tell him this is what a king will do for you. He said, he will take your sons and appoint them for himself and for his chariots to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands, captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectioners. That's makers of sweet things. Amen. And to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and his olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep and ye shall be his servants. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which he shall have chosen you, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. Amen. God's pretty explicit here. He said the reason for your oppression is because you've chosen somebody besides me. God will not take second seat, praise God, to something of this world. We have to choose God because he's God. Theocracy, praise God. God alone is ruler. God alone is the Lord of our lives, praise God, that ministers our souls. We're looking now at a world that's hollering about socialism. Now, I'm not talking about politics. I'm just talking about common sense. It's been tried all over the world, and it's failed everywhere it's been tried. Amen? Somebody told me the other day, well, preacher said if we just had a socialism that is done right, it would all be better. No, what socialism is what he said here in 1 Samuel. He said, if you want a king instead of God, he said, you're going to have to face the consequences of having that king, because he's going to take every good thing that you got. He said, you're going to be up here as a supreme ruler, and you're going to be the subservient down here unto him. God said, you can, hey, glory to God. He said, you can either choose me or choose man to lead you, to rule you. I'm going to tell you this morning, friends, I don't want this man to lead me. I don't want this man to rule me. I want God Almighty to be supreme leader of my life. Amen. Amen. Everywhere that's been tried, it's failed. Or say, well, preacher, they just haven't ever done it right. Well, then they've all got it wrong, because it's never worked. You've got the supreme rulers up here and subservient everywhere they try that. And they push it all the time. And the ones that push it the hardest are those that's sitting in fine mansions. Have three or four different. They say, well, you need to take from the rich and give to the poor. I don't know about you, but I don't know any poor people that's supplying people with jobs. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It takes people with an ambition. to get out and put forth an effort and trust in God Almighty. And God Almighty supplies, praise God, that people need and what people need, what people like. Praise God, they go out and purchase it. And when they purchase it, that person's able to progress. Amen. And we got a whole world that just wants to be given everything. But the Bible says we need to listen to God. If we'll listen to God, it'll make the difference. We'll stand up and we can say, you know what? I believe God Almighty loves me. He's promised to take care of me. Talked about this in Sunday school. He will supply your need. Amen. According to what He has. And He has it all. So we don't want to get caught. They said that we are oppressed because we made the wrong choices. We choose to put our faith and trust in men. And we should put our faith and trust in God Almighty and Him alone. Amen. Hey, listen, there's going to be times when you're here all by yourself and there ain't no man around. Your government surely ain't going to bail you out. Hello? Besides that, did you know the government's supposed to be there to, as elected officials to vote the will of the people? There's a whole lot of ain't doing that. They got to go. Amen? Just like this, praise God, they're not doing the will of God. They're not doing the things that God is pleased with, so they got to go. Amen. God, the Bible says here, Nehemiah says, they separated themselves unto the Word of God, unto God of the Word. They began to confess their sins. And God began to bless them. They began to sing praises to God. They began to magnify the good God of heaven. They began to lift Him up, praise God, way up high. Amen. And they got way beyond themselves. Amen. They got over in the glory world. Amen. Looking for a different aspect. I mean, this one here will hold you down. It'll bind you down. It'll hold you back. But that one over there, praise God, it'll release you. It'll set you free. Glory to God. But they begin to make a covenant with God. Amen. They said, because of all this, because of all this stuff, because all that's what's going on, because all that they already know, because what God had revealed to them. Amen. He said, verse 36, he said, behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it. Amen. We're living today, that's what people want to be. We want to be servants to somebody else, something else. It's the servants of God. He said, and it yieldeth much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us. Because of our sins, you know what? People may get their wish. Amen? People may get exactly what they're wanting, praise God. God may let it happen. He has before. We better wake up and realize, praise God, we live in one of the greatest places in the world where men can prosper and be free. Amen. You take it. You can take it and make a widget. And if somebody likes your widget, praise God, you can make more widgets. And if more people like your widgets, praise God, you can make hundreds of widgets. And you can make open factories to make widgets. And if people like your widgets, they'll buy them. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Everybody likes a widget. Amen. Praise God. And God can bless you that. What's wrong with people being blessed? We are so greedy and vile in our thinking, praise God, that we don't trust God to give us the same wisdom that you could make a widget. Hello? But I don't want to make one. I want Kevin to give me his. Amen? Hello? I'll steal his idea. I'll take part of his profit. Amen. I tell you what, that just rubs me the wrong way. If you've got enough sin to get out and go do something, you shouldn't have to give it to somebody that won't try. Amen? Jesus said, the poor you have with you always, because there's some people just not going to put forth any effort. Amen. These people's going to be spiritually poor their whole life because they won't put forth any effort. They never truly get involved and they get in. These people in Nehemiah's day, they'd went through the rough. They'd been abused. They'd been torn down. They'd been ripped apart. They gathered back together in one mind, one accord, and said, you know what? Hey, we remember what's happened. We know where God brought us from. And we're going to keep going with God. So the Bible said that they made a covenant. Amen. Make a sure covenant. And said they wrote it. Look at verse 38. He said, because of all this, because of what we know, because God has revealed to us, because God's been good to us, so we make a sure covenant and we write it. And our princes and Levites and the priests seal unto it. Amen. Those that know the truth, praise God, those that are responsible for keeping up with it. And if you go in chapter number 10, we won't go there for sake of time, but you go in a whole list of all the peoples and the different ones that made that covenant with God and signed it. They wrote their name on it. They wasn't ashamed of it. They said, you know what? I believe we're just going to go with God. Amen. So we see how God begins to minister. I mean, they was living. They was living the life because they was listening to the Word of God. They was living and listening. That listening made the difference. They just listened to God. Amen. How would things differ in your life if we just listened to God? There's a whole lot of things that we do that we wouldn't do, and there's a whole things that we don't do that we would do. Amen. And it'd all be for God's glory, so then He could be happy with us and just pour out blessings on purpose. Amen. We want the blessings without the purpose. Amen. There's got to be a purpose of our worship, a purpose of our praise, a purpose of our lives. Not just to squeak through this old world and hopefully end up on yonder shore. Amen. The purpose of our life ought to be found pleasing to God. That God do a mighty, mighty work in us. Amen. So God began to minister to them. He began to minister to the people of Israel. Amen. The Bible said that He brought them out. Verse number 7, brought them out of Ur of the Chaldees. Separated them to Himself. That's what God does when He saves you. It's salvation. He brings you out of that old Gentile world, praise God, brings you out of a godless world and brings you into a place, praise God, where He can begin to minister to your soul. Amen. When you begin to listen, and when it makes a difference when we listen to God, He brings you out. What if Abraham hadn't listened to God? The children, they'd never got to come out. They'd have never been separated from the world. Amen. It's time we listen to God, praise God. Not only we bring you out, He'll bring you through. Verse number 11 said He brought them through the sea. Amen. They were in a mess. They were in a bind. They was trapped. Had the sea in front of them and Pharaoh behind them. Nowhere to go. God spoke to Moses. He said, "Hey," he said, "just hold up your rod." He said, "Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Amen. And the Bible said that He didn't only bring them out, but He brought them through. Brought them through that sea. Dry shod. Amen. That means they didn't even get their sandals muddy. Amen. They portray it on these movies stuff as they're going through there and, you know, dodging mud holes and things. That ain't Bible. Bible said God brought them through dry shod, praise God. Their sandals didn't. Hey, if they had got wet, they might have started wearing out. God said, "You're going to have to wear them for a long time." Amen. God's able, praise God. But not only did He bring them out and bring them through, but He brought them in. He brought them in that glorious place of possession that He had promised them. Amen. Look at verse number 23. He said, "Their children also multiplies thou as the stars of heaven, and broughtest them into the land concerning which thou hast promised to their fathers that they should go in to possess it." Amen. So not only will God bring you out, not only will God bring you through, but God's going to bring you into that place of possession. That He's promised, praise God. He said, what we done? He said, we're going to make a covenant with God because God's making a covenant with us. He's made us some promises. And we're just going to tell God, we're going to show God that we believe Him. Amen. He said, hey, God's made covenant, but we said, we're going to make a covenant back. We're going to make God a covenant. God just say, Lord, we believe you, we trust you, and we're just going to go with you. Amen. And it made the difference. We see the record of Israel's sin, their sinfulness. And they were a sinful people. But you reckon today, were they any worse than you and I? You reckon they were the badder than us? Any worse than us? any more vile than the people in the world today? Not at all. Amen? Not at all. And God, and what God does, He invites people. He invites people to come unto Him. He invited them to come unto Him, to come to Him. And so He could take all those bad things and put them behind, to get rid of them. Amen? He said, as far as the east is from the west, said He had put them away, our own sinfulness. Amen? And He'll give us that goodness in them. Amen? He'll bury our past. Hey, praise God. Where people aren't even... Hey, people may remember your past. Amen? Every now and then I run into somebody we went to school with, and they said, I remember you. And I'm like, oh, goodness. I hope not real well. Amen. My wife said she remembered me. I was mean to her. I don't know why she ever went out with me. It's because I liked her, though. Amen. I wasn't mean to her. I just kind of picked on her a little. But I don't know why God's been so good to me. Amen. God, but God said, I'll put your past behind you. I'll forgive you. Amen. What you done, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, what you done yesterday, what you done the day before, God said, I want to put your past behind you, and I won't just go with you. He said, I want you to go with me. Amen. The people of Israel, praise God, they come together in Nehemiah chapter number 9, they said, you know what, we're just going to go with God. Amen. I think I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to trust the Lord because He's the Creator. He's the Redeemer of our souls, praise God. He's the Keeper of everything. He's the Covenant Maker. And we're just going to go with God. And we're just going to covet with Him. That we're just going to stay with Him. We're going to let the world go on and do what it wants to do. But praise God, we're going to just trust God. And God will make that difference. Amen. Let me tell you, church, when we put our faith in God, when we allow God to make a difference in us, He'll start making difference in everybody else around us. Yeah. Amen. They'll start seeing that there's a difference between saying you're a Christian and being one. Yeah. Amen. A lot of people can say they're a Christian. That means to be Christ-like. Let me ask you a question this morning, and I'm done. Are you living in the likeness of Christ? Is Christ the Lord your Savior? Amen. Do you live for Him? Do you live like Him? Amen. Do you live like Him? Are you willing to let Him bury your past so you can live in the future? So you can live in the presence of a great high God? What about this morning? How are you? Listening makes the difference. I first thought that listening makes a difference. But I changed that and I said, no, listening makes the difference. Amen. Absolute when we listen to God, when we hear what He says. Amen. Because no, God loves us and He's got a perfect plan for us. He's got a perfect way. And Jesus said, I am the way, truth, and life. No one cometh to the Father but by me. He said, when we seek Him, and we seek Him early, He said, we'll find Him. And He'll go with us all the way. The Bible says, even to the end of the way. And He'll make that crossing easy for us. Amen. Because He knows exactly how to get over Chilly Jordan with the least turbulence, least disturbance, bring you safe over on the other shore. Amen. We worry and we fret over that, but praise God, one day it's going to happen. But if we're with Him and He's with us, we have that blessed hope that everything's going to be all right. Amen. We'll be rejoicing in the portals of glory before you know it. Why? Because listening makes the difference. And we listened to God and we believed what He said. Amen. And we took Him upon His word that God would make that difference.